60.
Mm-hmm. My Trey daddy told me he got murdered and shit.
Family, the eyes are family. This motherfucker alive, man.
Oh, you alive?
No. Oh, I'm talking about it's live, it's recorded. Hey, no, I know you ain't with the cameras, man. Right here with T-Pac, KT, and G.
Everything down.
Had a pickup for more lawn care.
Yeah, you did. You did, and deliver.
Yeah, pick up and deliver more lawn care.
Oh, right, man. He worked 7 days a week.
Long care. Wrong with
that? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I remember times you worked 7 days a week and the motherfucker slaving you in there. You indoor.
What?
Slaving. Four walls. And they watching. Plantation style. And you got sellouts right there on the floor. Everybody telling. Mm-hmm. And you don't know who to trust. Cause they got a black face with a white mouth. He don't know who to trust. He's just there. If you know somebody, you try to stick to what you know. Hopefully they've been there a little longer, and they can put you down on the ropes. You know what I'm saying? Watch that dude, watch this. You know.
You go there with the mentality. You ain't there to make no friends.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to beat them to the punch. My recognition would be different than theirs.
Excellent job, has been done.
Great job. Best job ever done in the world.
What?
She said best job.
You ain't one dog.
No, I can't. Real talk, I can't. Them sellouts are real.
Now, how about this? You know how somebody get mad at me that I be like, I don't give a fuck what religion you got. Just be a cool motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The Vatican tells the world that they structure and control religion on earth.
Hold on.
Right.
And we still stupid as hell.
That's the game they created.
But I'm just saying.
That's right. So you got to play the game because they control the power structure.
Can we say the V? Can we say the V?
What's that?
The V. Because y'all know we keep saying this out there.
I'm sorry. Apologize. You're saying speaking code.
Saying I'm sorry. You good, though.
Okay, I see what you're saying. My bad.
No, you good, bro.
You should have said
that. I wasn't even thinking about that. Keep talking, man.
He said, hold up.
But no, that's real. I mean, you hear deeper stuff online, you know. We good right now.
Yeah, it's a whole lot worse. They just about to hope they don't never get rich.
That's right.
Get rich and open your goddamn mouth like that.
That's right. That's your ass.
And you got all them dumb motherfuckers listening to you. And they believe whatever you say. All right, then do it and goddamn make that amount of money.
Yeah, Kevin Samuels your ass now. Nipsey Hussle. Take your ass out.
No, that's worse than that.
Martin Luther.
That's way deeper than that. We talking about how Shaq money and start talking.
Yeah.
I ain't talking about all the dumb shit that didn't happen before.
Yeah.
Fuck all that. So.
Yeah, in this modern day, you got shit money, you need to sit down and chill, play your role.
Oh, no, you're going to sit down
and
play your role.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
hell no. They know not.
That's right, though.
Bro, I'm keeping cool.
The other boy, they got money. You get what I'm saying? But when you start talking like Shaq, Magic Johnson,
Magic Johnson, the billionaire.
They got real money to change the damn the race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, like that.
Yeah, Shaq, he in the 500 mil club.
Yeah, damn.
You know what I mean? Like you said, when you get,
that'd be broke as hell.
They'll take him out. I remember I heard an article somewhere, like Nick Cannon or somebody woke up and their bank account was frozen or some shit.
Yeah, they can do that.
Yeah, I remember hearing, reading an article or something about that. This is a while back, though.
That shit crazy, man.
He woke up to his money froze. You ain't playing the game. Tighten up, nigga.
Yeah.
Tighten up.
I don't understand, though. Like, Kwame was saying, how do you niggas get all that damn money, though, and still playing to be controlled, just like saying, you make it to the NFL, NBA, you got all that money. Then you come up.
Still blind.
They're still blind. Yeah. But they still going to work for somebody else. Man, still be creating job.
Don't forget this was conditioned.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
I wish I would. I done worked for this white man for 12 to 15 years. I done got 100-something, 200-something million dollars. I ain't ready to go work for them again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the majority of folks don't even think that and don't even come to them like that. Because their common sense was already wiped the hell out. Mm-hmm. There's only going to be a couple folks we even question. Like, why the fuck I go to work every damn day and I pay bills every 30 days? Mm-hmm. Feel what I'm saying?
You don't even realize it's hype.
Exactly. But it's been designed for us to not even think about it.
The way the scratch is coming.
Yeah, that's why I keep continuing to go. Because we don't supposed to pay no goddamn, pay no damn light bill there. Damn, we don't supposed to pay no fucking light bill. Mm-hmm. Like, at all. And we be looking at like the government own the damn light company. No, motherfucker, wealthy motherfucker who's great, 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 great goddamn granddaddy.
Mm-hmm. See, we look at like what?
Huh?
We look at like what? The government what?
Oh, the government own the power company. We pay the government.
In other words, but in actuality, the power company owns the government.
Damn mm-hmm. right. Damn right.
Don't let
that
it go
over
your head now.
Nah,
it didn't. Don't let it go over your head. The power company owns the damn government.
Yes, sir.
Them motherfuckers, they tell motherfuckers, no, do this.
Do this.
Do this.
That's crazy.
Put this out in the news.
Yeah.
Say this. Then they say, all right, we want him to be the president because of this. Mm-hmm. And people still go vote thinking that shit really truth.
A good job.
Like, you have a say-so. What?
Has been done.
And excellent.
Excellent. Magnificent.
I say excellent. It's crazy. Come on, dog. And our skin complexion, we making a little money. Somebody think they better than somebody else because they think they doing better than them. And I just be like, whoa.
No, the sad thing is I'm going to try to leech off you instead of trying to come up there with you.
Yeah, I mean, but every direction is still fucked up. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Come on, dog. A so-called black people. Okay, we were titled black. Mm-hmm. That didn't happen to the 50s and shit, but our dumb asses will smack you, somebody for saying that we ain't black and shit.
Yeah, they'll smack the shit out of you.
And I just be like, whoa.
Shit, I was talking to my mom one day. She was talking about, my grandma and her grandma, though. My grandma was your mama. Her grandma was my mama. Uh-huh. Talking about how she used to be like a little black child. Meaning as black was bad back then. Yeah. They ain't like the little black child or none of that type of thing. Yeah. And you could be black and not like the black child. I mean, you didn't care about yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm dark skinned and I'm still talking about that little black child. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, what my love is.
But that's why they set the white and black off, though. Mm-hmm. That's in America.
That's
you know that ain't
structure.
Everywhere else.
Yeah. You're a classification.
That was that American shit.
So we don't even love ourselves.
Hell no.
Who was taught not to love? You don't know who you are.
Yep. Truth. Truth.
Like Malcolm X said, then Malcolm falling from that truth.
Yeah.
But see, he ain't get into shit until he went out this country.
Yeah.
Then we started learning.
Yeah, that's when he started seeing that.
It's man and ball.
I've been lied to.
Yeah, it's man and ball.
Yeah, it's on
me. When he figured that shit out and saw that everything was a lie.
Now we fucked up at you.
Hell yeah. No, he came talking. he started saying something like, "Hold on, I was lied to."
That's right. That's
right. And see, like Martin. You see, Martin, he had to give the gift of gab.
Martin got on
his knees. No, but see, he ain't get in trouble until he started talking about the real estate.
Yeah, that was
you know, he started talking about that wealth. Like, hold up, y'all lied to me for real.
The wealth is in the
That's how he started really talking. Like, y'all lied to me the whole time. And I'm trying to be a good person.
Yeah, I'm trying to give it. Ooh. Bars.
And he was like, everything I've been teaching these black people ain't right. Like, hold on, this wrong too. Mm-hmm. And then
he was finna go switch some shit up.
When he started talking about the wealth side of real estate.
Oh yeah.
He was deader than a motherfucker. Oh, yeah. But when Malcolm took his ass out this country though. Cause it's like the military boys are tell you. Like, bro, you take your ass out the country. This ain't no American shit going on. This is some straight bullshit. The boys will tell you, man, you take your ass somewhere, you gotta be getting pussy free as hell. Cause you're a black man.
Cause you're a black man.
Huh, the military boys will tell you quick, like, bro, these motherfuckers lied to us. Like, we in the military.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's deep as hell now. Huh? You know. I know Malcolm X, he was going to take them Nation of Islam cards and take his followers to get nationality cards. And they whacked him. Because once you have national, he had millions of followers he brought to that organization.
He was that dude?
Yes, sir.
Who, Malcolm?
Yep. What's the name of that dude? Nationality card, they popped his ass.
I don't know his story like too much, though, but for the research. What was his name? Garvey?
Yeah, Marcus.
Oh, Marcus.
Yeah.
But they got rid of him, though.
Yeah, but he was setting up the rich.
They was setting up.
Him and Nobuju Ali.
The real game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of what goes on. No, this is what they're doing. This is what's going on. And we have the power for that.
Yeah.
And that's how they got rid of this. Nope, uh-uh. And we can do that.
The UNIA.
It was only one of him. Yeah. There's 24 of them.
Oh, yeah. You had Marcus Garvey and Nobuju Ali hand in hand. You know what I'm saying? Like, Marcus Garvey was more the UNIA, the United Negro.
You knew the game.
Regardless of what, it was ships. He was taking shipments across water.
Yeah.
And he had his own stock so people could buy into the shipment.
The
He'd put it out. That's right. He knew the game.
They had to get rid of that.
Coming over here from Jamaica.
Yeah.
They stopped that.
That
was a wrap after that.
Yeah, yeah.
By 1940, he had got out of jail and went back to Jamaica.
Yeah, he cut us out too much.
They sent him back.
Completely.
They killed Nobuju Ali in 1928. And then they locked him up.
Bruh.
You got pictures of Nobuju Ali at the jail.
They killed him. They locked him up.
Nah, I said they killed Nobuju Ali after they locked him up.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because the story was they put him in the freezer after they beat him. They had broke his ribs. They let him out and he died from pneumonia. So he got killed right after from being locked up. But Marcus Garvey, they locked him up and sent him back home after his 5-year term. And he died in Jamaica. You know what I'm saying? But the biggest thing is what y'all was saying. All that shit down, you know, it was done. They were shaping the power structure and they had to crush that shit. That's where you got J. Edgar Hoover. He was the first one to infiltrate their movement.
Come on, what I was saying, like,
you know what I'm saying?
He was the biggest racist. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, old J. Edgar Hoover.
They got the FBI building name. It's the J. Edgar FBI. That's where the FBI shit come from.
Yeah, that's right. Because it was only B.I. You know what I'm saying? The Bureau of Investigation.
For the blacks. To infiltrate the blacks.
That's right. All of them. Martin Luther, everybody got infiltrated.
Probably, I don't know. I don't need some type of federal government. Okay.
It's just the game, like Bonds was saying about the Vatican. They structure the system.
See, yeah.
And some people are against it, but regardless of what, that's the way the game is set up. It's like I said about Christianity. If Donald Trump says he's a good Christian and grabbed a woman by the pussy, I don't give a fuck how you feel about Christianity. He's giving you the demonstration of what Christianity is. You can't change someone else's religion or the way they worship. So you gotta line up the game to be able to play with everybody else. And then start from scratch and start building. But it's the pride issue. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna die from pride. I tell everybody that shit. My brother, everybody.
You're gonna be in that museum.
Yeah, you're gonna die from pride.
Right, cause, you know, people get mad at me. I be like, look, I'm from a small bullshit town. I was taught in a bullshit public school system.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That it was dinosaur fossils that are millions of years ago.
That's right.
Then you will take me and say, I'm a kid in middle school. I'll go to a museum in Washington, D.C. and see fossils. But you taught me in public school setting that it was ships and people came from the continent of Africa, because we tell you Africa like it's a country.
Right.
And bring people on ships. But where is ships at? It won't no proof of ships, but it's dinosaurs that's 2 million years old. This common sense tell me this is some bullshit.
They would have
bullshit.
A with them ships.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he said.
Like y'all telling me, and then y'all telling me I'm a slave. My grandmothers and grandfathers were slaves. And that shit don't add up.
Right. Right. No, that's right.
Like, hold on. Like something can't be right.
Why don't add up?
Because it was that's a lie. The slave shit is a lie. It was only employees. You were only employees. My granddaddy them just turned 93, and he'll tell you that.
I heard an old lady on YouTube say, yeah, if you wasn't back there, then how can you call it something? You know what I mean? How can you call it slavery,
bruh,
if you weren't living back then?
Bro, what was
that's deep. He said, granddaddy 93 and tell your ass that shit right
well,
now.
He come,
but he was back then.
My granddaddy tell you, nigga, it might have been 50.
Bars.
Your ass didn't turn black until 50. He told me the exact date.
Negro.
And he said, yo, and you know I knew.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And
sure.
I said, yeah, it was like the beginning of the 50s, man. I was like 52 or something.
That's right.
He said, and he looked at me like, how you know that? I was like, nah, nigga, I know a whole lot of shit. I said, you'll be shocked. You know what I'm saying? And he kept talking. And then he was like, because, you know, he from the era back in the day of the bootleg and shit and all that shit.
Yeah.
And he kept talking. He said, well, hell, I can get you some liquor, right? He said, you know, you could have got that from your family. I said, well, hell, I wish I knew. And, you know, I was just joking with him and shit. And he said something. He was like, get me something. I said, yeah, well, how about this? You can damn sure have my car right now as it is. If you bring me damn, I said, get me 300 gallons of damn poop. I'm just saying. This is just a story, me with my grandpa.
Okay.
I said, get
this
me.
This is just a story.
Yeah. I said, get me motherfucking 300 gallons
of damn poop.
I said, shit.
Well, you had to put that in there. Yeah. Viewer's discretion advised.
Just a story.
And he told me, like, the spot wherever they from, he was like, you know, everybody Kenyan. Because you know how I sit around and be telling dumb motherfuckers in Hennessy. Like, bruh, everybody some Kenyan around this bitch and your dumb ass don't even know it.
That's right.
You fucking killing niggas and body your goddamn second, third cuz. Dumb motherfucker. But they don't know no better.
That's how
it's not their
bread.
Fault.
That's right. That's how we bread, bro.
That's how we bread.
That's deep, though.
Yep.
That's deep.
And then I just keep it cool. I be like, man, the brawl. I'm from Henderson Brawl, so I'm like, damn, I know the good problem I could. Everybody in Henderson could.
So you don't fuck? So you don't
fuck? Oh, now I don't. But you know, I'll be young. Then. Oh, no, then I ain't. No.
Yeah, we ain't known that.
Ain't no shit.
See, yes. The thing is.
No, you just quite have a question.
Oh. Yeah.
So the question.
But you get older and you find out that
was,
you're just, not like the majority.
It was just a question.
Hell yeah.
No. But my thing is, I sit back and I know I asked a lot of people about hidden colors, especially back then. A lot of people ain't never seen it. So for me, I sit back and I listen.
That's just a prelim.
I know all three of us have seen it. So I sit back and listen. It's like on the Planet of the Apes when he gave them the joker that little, what you call that shit in the air? They can breathe at night. And then they woke up and had intellect. They can speak. You remember that? You ever seen Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, Caesar.
When Caesar went and got the little antidote that his daddy gave him to get him like that. He brought it back to the damn prison where they were locked up at. He popped the key in while they were asleep, and then all of them came out. They was woke. He was looking at their eyes, making sure they had the little green thing up in them. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I look at hidden colors. It woke motherfuckers up, but it's certain ones. So I try to see the way y'all got woke up.
Because
I woke up my own way.
Hidden Gucci. That's just a...
It makes sense what I'm saying.
But you got
to
keep going.
I just listen to the way y'all perspective. It don't make it right or wrong. I'm just listening to it because that's the way you woke up. The way, you know what I'm saying, hidden colors hit you. And you hear how it hit me, because I talk about it all goddamn time, too. So this shit be cool to me. That's how I always look at the conversations. Like, we woke up at the same time. Bombs was already woke. That's why he kept saying, watch this. Shabon. Like, y'all niggas ain't woke. You tripping.
My Bombs had a damn Dr. Saber video.
Yeah, I'm just from Henderson, though. That's all that was.
Yeah, you try to get that goal away. Watch this. Watch this, man, y'all tripping. Weeks go by, months go by.
That's
y'all
how
tripping.
Go. Feel me?
Y'all watch this.
Years go by, and then you just be like, man, fuck it.
Sit down and watch that motherfucker.
I'm just saying.
When we came out the house, how we do it? Oh, shit, you know, wiping the face. Like, bruh, damn.
We should have been left North Carolina.
Right then.
All of us could have just damn put up damn $250, get a damn apartment.
Right.
We could have went and got some goddamn, call them bitches. Lawnmower.
Oh, yeah, yeah, lawnmower.
I could have used my credit. We could have got about 5 damn lawnmower.
Yeah, you was on,
we could have went on and started getting contracts.
We was ahead of our time, yeah. But didn't understand.
It's fucked up, man.
Well, I told you that. I was like, shit, bond credit was good back then. Like I'm trying to figure out, trying to figure out what to do. Bond got the damn, the goals. Don't even know his goal. He just, it's everyday life for him. He just know the system. You know what I'm saying? How to play that.
The white folks up the street from where my granddad and them land.
That's crazy, yo.
I see that. You want me to damn work on getting $1 million loan? And we build some apartments down here? Mm. On the land, on the company, on the...
Yeah.
And white boys got apartments down the road and want.
Yeah,
and I said, hold up, man. How the fuck am I born when I'm born? Go do shit. I'm doing good as hell and life bullshit occur.
We right. He seen the apartment being built down there now.
The motherfucker know all that shit down there. It's sad, dog. We don't know shit. Feel me?
Yeah.
At the opportunities, a lot of that shit get stopped from us even knowing. Being right. Put on game.
Right.
That's true, but yeah, true. But
you know, and then there's a lot of shit now. We can get contracts doing shit.
Yeah, a lot of time.
Yeah. We don't want to play the game.
We don't want to take advice from us.
No, we ain't going to take advice.
Right.
Yeah,
we don't.
But that's not our fault.
To a certain extent.
It's embedded, bro.
Once you get old enough, you goddamn, you should know something.
But those will be the only chosen ones. And that's a small amount. Feel me? Because when I sit down, bro, 5 of us can sit down broke as hell and we can become millionaires in 2.5 years. But if you sit down with 5 cats who all we got to do is start a company and each one of us have a different responsibility and do it.
That's it, bro. That's, feel I mean, me? Really, that's
and
it.
And do it.
I know.
Everybody.
But that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Well, I ain't going to do it.
Yeah,
but if you come up with some motherfucking dope, the boys gonna say, oh, hell yeah, what's up?
Yeah, man.
Bruh, an excellent fucking job has been done.
They don't know nothing else.
That shit crazy, man.
Yeah, they don't know nothing else, man. They don't know
each one of us, bruh, I guarantee you, if I was to sit down in the next 4 to 5 minutes and explain the whole wholesaling side of real estate. And I bet you we have 5 motherfuckers, bruh. Bruh, 5 motherfuckers. In the next 6 months, 5 motherfuckers, bruh.
I told you about 2 days, so you know I'm zooted right now. Oh my God, I'm a Snoop Dogg right now. I can damn pull a post up.
Bruh. Yeah, y'all high.
Damn. Fuck it. Hey, good job has been done.
Excellent job.
I gotta stay saying good.
The next hour, if I was to sit to explain wholesale, real estate.
Yeah, yeah.
Got a company. If all 5 people was to do a part of it, mm-hmm. right? Do their, you know what I'm saying, what they supposed to do.
Right.
Bro, we'll make, in 6 months, I guarantee you, we make $600,000.
Real estate.
Wholesale.
I know what you're talking about. So I know exactly what you're talking about with wholesaling. I know what it is.
What would be the
point? I can't show you in my phone, but I
know that's
show.
At the in the course and shit, though. But what would be the 5?
Because you know it's going to come. But go ahead.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Been most definitely.
Yeah. And I'm going to market the fuck out that bitch. Let's go.
What I'm saying, like, what would be the 5 components you would need?
Resource and wholesaling.
For the 5 people. What would his job need to be? What would be 5 jobs?
Yeah, the 5 jobs you just said that needs to be done.
It's going to be a department for marketing, advertising. Okay. Marketing. It's going to be a department for researching to get that information. All right?
Yeah.
Then it's going to be, it can be video production. Feel me? And it can be outsourcing cold call. Because see, it's majority of folks who in real estate, right? That's mm-hmm. fucked. No, I mean, we ain't coming with the fifth yet, but that's just, I'm just saying, five cats can sit down and...
Fifth will have to be an accountant.
Rock and roll.
Or you can pay for it.
Yeah, we can pay for that. All
right, cool. That's all bank.
Yeah, all that can come in. No, but just each individual will have to have that main joint that they can, they have to do. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker, man,
I've heard, man.
Because, and like the real estate shit, like majority of people, they either going to do the cold calling side and or either the damn marketing side.
Right.
I'm on some, no, I need to bust my ass so I can have both sides. Smell me?
Yeah. That makes sense.
So, hell yeah. Whoop ass. You will whoop ass. And see, if I had five people helping me.
Damn, I feel old. My bad.
Old.
Yeah, see here, listen to the music we listen to. Like we old school.
Hey, we young. I'm young, man. But,
I'm just talking. You cut it out, bro, man.
No, you good.
But I mean, you got some red and green on your phone. I guess it might have called.
You ain't got no blacks or nothing, do you?
No.
Well, damn, motherfucker. I don't need to be breathing right now neither, but I am.
What kind of
cigarettes you got?
I ain't smoking no goddamn cigarette. Nigga, I'm asking this nigga what type of cigarettes he smoking.
He ain't got no cigarette.
That's
the
day
when he got.
Yeah. About two
deuces.
About two
things. He don't smoke no cigarettes, though, dude.
It's all the same thing. Did you stop smoking cigarettes one time?
A long time. I ain't doing them. Go to black.
Okay.
Black give me a headache. I shit. I did black for 2 days. Just to get the damn cigarette club somehow. I smoke a lot, you know what I'm saying?
But see, if I was to get high,
you know what I mean?
Reefer make me mean.
You might need to smoke reefer.
Yeah, you do.
Reefer make me mean, I'll kill somebody.
No, you won't.
This nigga gonna tell me what the fuck is that? Okay.
This joke was in your past time.
Nah,
reefer make me mean, bro.
You're a new time.
I'll kill somebody.
You ain't buns no more, you time.
Okay.
Damn. You need a masseuse. Fuck the reefer.
My dude said,
elegant shit. Sit there and get a massage,
man,
nigga.
You need a whole mind or something, nigga.
Hey, that reefer make you mean, bro.
Damn.
Damn,
man. And it could have been because I probably get drunk or something. You know what I mean?
I think it's definitely. I need to smoke you a little joint or something, and then just relax you sometime.
No, I know I need to.
I ain't saying I said weed, but you know I get you a bag.
I get back right when I get on my, you know, entrepreneur growth.
I know, hey.
I need you one in the next 7 days.
Nah, I don't need no addiction.
Nah, you gotta relax.
That's right.
Take the stress and the worry out.
My brother friend, when he left, went out to the service. Goddamn, it was a rap. All his influence is buried down.
Puffed one time. I ain't saying get high.
I ain't
saying get like Snoop over there.
I know how to smoke, man. You know what I mean? There's a difference.
Now don't do a Snoop.
You can have a blunt and light it up, and you don't know how to smoke, you ain't gonna get high. But
back in the day,
I know how to get.
Right, back in the day, I put him under dirt, bro. Under dirt, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Well, I took that year off.
No, my damn. Thing. I need one of my damn self.
What's that?
Yo.
Well,
I need one of my damn self.
Hey, just blow up my damn tolerance, man.
I probably do. Because I said I'm almost smoking until a certain amount of money anyway.
That's right.
Feel me?
Understood,
hey,
though.
Hey, I'm just coming on for it.
Yeah, I know
that, you're talking about. That's right. To be able to. This, yeah. And look, what you saying right now,
I'm saying medical use.
No, that's right, medical use.
I'm saying medical use.
Let me say it.
I know what it's for.
Yeah. But it helps.
Get the car, we in there.
Helps you cope with that shit, man. Huh?
You gonna get the car, we in there.
Yeah, you go. Yes, sir. We need you. We room for you. Damn, I ain't even think about it.
We should have been moved to California just to get the car.
Let me stop playing.
That's right.
How's Richard?
That's right.
What's up, bro?
Depot. He's a depot. Hey, I'm gonna tuck mine in.
You should have been down there.
None.
What's up, Smoke?
What's up?
Keep it cool, mom.
What's up, Craig?
Since you're grown and shit now.
I ain't grown. I'm just living.
I know that shit, bro. Yeah. And then you get the peas. She was here from the whiteboard. Yeah. I'll make sure it's potent, though. Because I ain't get a written no bullshit. You feel me?
Yeah.
I can't do that. We can go to Vegas now, too.
Yeah.
Go to Vegas, Colorado.
Mm-hmm. Colorado got some good stuff, though.
It's supposed to have the best.
For real, though, man.
Yeah. It's supposed to be like what is Amsterdam type shit.
I don't know.
It's supposed to be like...
You know Kenya got some good shit. Definitely. You know Kenya got some of the best shit.
Yeah, I know Kenya.
Is it Colorado starting to rock
Colorado,
like that?
Colorado, yeah.
Yep. In America.
In America. Y'all trying to go to Colorado?
I would. You know I'd go.
You would?
Man, what?
I need to look it up then. I
think I go to Vegas,
mountain,
I get high.
Nice out that bit, though.
I go to Cali, I'm going to get high.
Yeah.
I know.
That's all it takes. It's a territory.
We need to make some trips.
Yeah, I'm right.
Let me tell you something, though.
We should have been making trips.
Yeah,
on some real shit.
No, you right, man. I swear.
On some real shit.
I swear.
Shit,
yeah. Hey, and look, we would just, man, goddamn it, bro. Just getting it.
It's an enjoyment.
Man. Oh, yeah, we had some good time. But, man, we drove the big van out there to Charlotte.
Yeah.
VIP lounge. Got a room. Everybody was there in, what were we at? Concord. Thank you, son.
Hey, let me get another water, bro.
Ain't no more waters in the bottle. Get Bond some water. Okay.
There you go.
Hey, I'm Vegas. Green right now is like 260 plus 300.
I'll go as soon as I'm done recording shit.
I know that, but I'm just saying the price ain't that bad, though.
No, ain't none of it. Nowhere. We just gotta, you know, pick them dates to go.
Yeah.
Just don't try to pop up and try to go to damn party right now, nigga.
No, we got that right there.
Yeah,
Just can't set ball, man. We're gonna probably Vegas tomorrow.
Hey, it's premeditated. Everything is premeditated before it's done. By the time we get there.
But you can plan this shit like you balling like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Enjoying the journey.
Taking cruises, flying.
That's one thing I had to learn, though, man. Slow the fuck down. Enjoy the journey. I understand all these good things that we had going, we was fast, we was wide the fuck open. But we had to control so much. You know what I'm saying? And that's a lot of damn pressure on three individuals that don't have function from the base of where they putting the energy at. You know what I'm saying? So we was on that motherfucker, but we had to focus so much in, we couldn't really get indulged into the crowd. Because them some bitches didn't want to have right.
Your passion was stronger than their passion.
Hit the drive to get there.
Drive was stronger than
their. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said Bonds had already, it was just showing us, hey, we're on the way to on the road now. This is just started.
Them boys gotta listen about putting that music online, Bonds.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro. Paying for ads.
Yes, sir. Huh? Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Bonds was already.
Hey, look, my cousin just had asked me why I stopped making music.
Mm-hmm.
I said, nigga, I wrote 275 because I got pissed off that these motherfuckers would do anything to become rich.
Right.
Well, right. We think rich is.
This is worse
than. Oh, it's wrong.
Yeah, go ahead, keep talking about it.
So, you know, I said, no, nigga, I really found out that these motherfuckers gay as hell. Mm-hmm. And it might be your fucking role model.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there and I said, well, I don't want to partake in this. I said, I'm pissed off, but I'm gonna make a song for my bullshit hometown. So I went on and wrote 275, you know what I'm saying? Came up with the idea. But what made me really stop was when Cole wouldn't hit us back. Because, you know, I wanted to do the remix. Peter was with it. Now, I would have showed Peter respect. He was last. Talk your Peter shit. Fuck is my song, nigga. You will speed it out this bit. And Cole had just got on. So I want a brother to go second, and I'm going to change the first shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just boom. And then I had learned. I can.
Shit, if we knew then, and no piece of you only had that budget. You had that budget.
Oh, yeah, it was rap's
hit. But look, you had a one. That's right. Viral, meaning put the money into the YouTube.
Yeah,
Facebook,
and all that,
Instagram.
Yeah.
It could have popped, I believe. Oh, outside of the radio.
Yeah, outside of Carolina. Yeah.
Outside of, because people probably thinking like radio promotion, shit, that type of thing. You get one, but that money you would have put into radio, it would have did a whole lot massive in that social media world. You get
but,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, but we wouldn't even have to worry about radio then.
Yeah, radio would have came.
No, if we knew now.
Radio would have came.
We know what we know now.
Radio would have came.
Yeah, of course. All you gotta do is pop to make, come.
Man, you got that damn crowd shit popping on motherfucker down. You on Facebook scrolling and shit just popping up on that damn timeline type shit. You get what I'm saying? Or even on damn YouTube and scrolling with the videos and shit popping up crap in that district or that, in that region, in that target market. Outside of that's the ones we just promoted to. It's just the algorithm working itself. I'm just talking.
No, that's right.
Trying to talk that tech talk.
When that didn't happen.
That's real, though.
When that didn't happen, and they never get back with us, you feel me? The Carolina Blue Remix didn't happen. And then when R. Kelly boy wanted me to move to the A, mm-hmm. I ain't want to move to the A. That nigga, no. I don't want to move down here, you feel me? And then when Akon them folks tried to beat me for the Lil Mama shit, I said, okay, this some snake shit for real.
Snake business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a snake business.
And I just, that's when I said, okay, this is some straight bullshit. So, I let it go, I felt all love, actually. With music. Felt all love. Quick. I said, I look at these cats like this. Think about it.
Because they number advertising market.
That's all it is. It's nothing but that.
They make you look like this and do like this to say, yep. Put you in front of you.
That's all it is. So when I really found out, I said, okay, I know the truth now. Damn, it won't even just about YouTube. Because, then there was a few folks on YouTube that were telling you, look, this is some straight bullshit. All of it is. But we didn't really know, you know what I mean?
That's right.
Shit, I found out firsthand. And I was like, what the hell am I going to say something for? I'm from Henderson. Henderson ain't going to believe me. So I left it alone. I said, I don't love this shit. And I used to love music.
That's right.
As a, a fan of music. As a fan of good music.
Mm-hmm.
I fell out of love with it, bro. And I said, oh, this is some straight bullshit. This is what they did to us?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they did that shit to us. And we said, okay, just hand me a check.
Yeah.
That's all the motherfuckers said, bro. And that's why they got rid of Master P.
Yeah.
They did not want him to do what he did. And then the boys after him agreed with their bullshit. So to get the Master P's out of the way.
That's right.
Yep. Shit's sad, man. Cause the shit I did.
Motherfuckers be talking shit about P, but P down got he got too many hustles. P ain't got enough.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
That
shit fucked up. How people be their perspective of life here.
We don't understand. I didn't say we. But we understand P, but the average person don't understand P.
Right.
Black person don't understand it.
That's right.
And of course, the white man gonna say he got too much business because he competing with them.
That's right.
And he trying to tell you to compete with
them. He beat them at that game.
Yeah, he beat them. He did, yeah. Now he's competing.
Because what? Bruh had put a P on, didn't he?
Who?
Bruh schooled P to the game.
Rap a lot.
Jay Prince.
Yeah. Yeah, he, he's
because you know Pete got that inheritance money.
Yeah.
He got that inheritance money and found out what he had to do.
Yeah. They don't give Jay Prince credit for
no, they don't. Hustle. But you know why?
I give rap a lot.
Because he don't own that industry.
Yeah.
That's why they don't give it to him. Because he the one, if you really do make it, he the one who don't allow them to do that. Use, you know what I'm saying, beat certain people.
Yeah.
He'll step in and be like, nope. He the only one. And P the one who will screw the other cats, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, the younger boys. Like, nope, you ain't got to do that. You don't need that loan. Why you need that loan money? You know, they did that thing. But I did fall out of love music. I don't love music no more. And I'll tell the truth about it.
No, that's right.
I did used to love music.
Yeah, I still love it.
Yeah, I used to love old music. You know, I like it now.
Nah, that's cool.
I can take a trip now. I ain't got the damn, had a very own.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm a wise traveler now. But, you know, I'm still into artists. Yeah, yeah, I'm still into it, man. I love the game. It's fucked up now. You know?
I don't love
it. I love the game.
It ain't a energy. Because
it was energy that was created by us, but, you know, everything's going to get manipulated in this structure, as you were talking about. So it's just something that helps America, and that's big to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, this machine keeps America, America. Even though America ain't shit.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But just to understand that energy is, like, crazy. And everybody doing some of everything. You got a Childish Gambino. Now they got them gay rappers with Will Smith's son and shit, you know. But that's their agenda. They promoting that shit. So your thing is, if you don't like it, stay away from it. You're going to get programmed like a motherfucker. And the average person don't look at it like that. So you always got to debate a point, one point from 12 different angles, 24 different angles, hoping that one stick. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to a cousin or anybody. So I don't even talk to nobody about this shit. If they come out with me with a striking conversation, then, you know, I might, you know, go further. But the frequency, we on a different frequency. And sometimes it'll damn make you frustrated talking to somebody on a different, you know, a lower frequency. You don't, I don't know shit about no Curry. What's his name? Yeah, Curry, the basketball dude. I don't know shit about him. I don't know shit. I know LeBron's name because it's a franchise.
Yeah, LeBron been,
you know what I'm saying? Right. Yeah, they've been training him. But if you ask me what they got going on, I don't know. I like Javonte Davis. You know what I'm saying? I love the fight game. So I watch that because that money may well. That motherfucker got some money. You know, I understand his structure is the Jew. You know what I'm saying? But that's the power structure. In order to get into these damn rooms, you got to the Jews is qualified staffing. That's the staffing company for the entertainment industry. If you qualify, get you a job. I got a handle, as they say. I got a handler for you, and they're going to make sure that you get some work. You know what I'm saying? Now you tied in. Now you can become a money maker. But I'm just looking at his business moves, what he able to vocal about. Because other than that, he'll say, I met this person, and it helped me out. You know, he taught me some stuff. I'll be looking at his interview. He don't never go into credit, but he'll say real estate. Like, if he's doing a podcast interview, that's one thing he'll talk about. I got these men of real estate, and they sold for this. And thanks to my friend over here named such and such, he was able to make the deal go through, and I got 500 mil off of that, or 50 mil off of that deal. You know, I make 100 mil a day. You know what I'm saying? So I just listen to the talk, man. I'm fascinated with the wealth and how they set it up. Not getting a mass amount and trying to figure out what to do. But, you know, obtaining the knowledge to get that shit. Because you get it from the ground up, then it's yours. You get it one time, you can get it again. If given to you, you're going to always be that same, you know what I'm saying, doubt or whatever it is. You just gotta damn sacrifice. Fuck it. Fuck it, man. An excellent job has been done.
and the whole thing about advertising on the internet,
mm-hmm.
You remember we was talking, and I told you, I was like, nah, bruh, I think I seen somebody slip up.
Right.
And I seen their daily budget right. And what they trying to teach somebody. And I said, that do make sense.
Mm-hmm.
I said, makes sense like that.
You checked the mobile out?
Yeah.
Still.
I could probably get a pop. And I start doing some gigs in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Start talking to folks that I don't know.
Popping me in 249. Popping me in 249.
I mean, I can do that in groups on, what you call it?
Yeah.
Facebook.
That's it. That's it. Yeah.
Get into this, what you call them? Groups?
Mm-hmm.
Facebook groups?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do that.
The Acro fan. Hey, it's T-Pac, man. We all know our own quality.
Yeah, yeah. Shit, nigga, bro, if I had five motherfuckers support on what I wanted to do, your white folks get mad at me. it'll be a couple years, they'll be pissed off. How about this? I say this on the damn web thing.
Okay.
I start talking on if I had help every day, I bet you them boys on the internet be pissed off at me. Mm-hmm. They'll be pissed off at me. And say, oh shit, bro, I got help.
Why?
And I'll be crying 10 vids a day.
My bad.
You smell me.
Try to get a fly.
You remember, I have 10 vids a day. You might see me in LA on a Monday.
Right.
Next Tuesday, I'm in damn Tokyo.
Oh.
Snoop Dogg.
You try to do 20 things by yourself. Snoop Dogg,
look at
that.
Hey, what's up, man? What's up, man?
I hear a dog.
Uh-oh. What do you see, Hayden? Hey, look at the KT.
That's a dog.
Oh,
like
yeah.
On some real shit. Just a group of folks, and everybody had their piece of their duties of what they supposed to have got to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna fucking get shit popping, and I ain't got to spend a dollar. You can use the internet today and do that. Mm-hmm. And start.
It's a big tool, a quality tool with great use.
That's crazy, but it's the truth. A lot of people don't want to admit that neither. Mm-hmm. You have a team of cats to do shit. You serious about doing something. Man, you ain't got to have no money. Mm-hmm. And you can make this shit happen.
Yeah, you can make it happen.
Come on, dog. You got your marketing side. You got your research side. You got your production side. You got everything that everybody paid for.
Right. Nah, that's real.
Motherfuckers hard-headed as hell, so I just let them fuck. Like, for real, I just said. So, but, and now I do know to outsource. Mm-hmm. And then once that BS happened, when bro was going to start being my damn...
Saint Mario?
Better? Nah. Dude in South America.
Where you from, South America?
Hell yeah. He about to start damn editing for me. And some bullshit happened. And I said, man, what the fuck, yo, really? I'm like, what the hell is scared for me to get this shit just popping like I need it? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? What is scared? Like, yo. So I ain't here, and I damn sure ain't gonna waste time trying to change the fucking world. Like, no.
Oh, no. Nah, I ain't gonna do that.
So I just keep it cool. Feel me, like, cause bro, I'm gonna start outsourcing like hell.
Hopefully,
get done with that course. Mom. You feel me? Get that shit out of my life. Mm. Psh. I'm like, oh shit.
We need a video with a production of carrier service apps using, you know what I'm saying? And KT be the spokesman. And I help put together everything. Yeah, but I'm just saying, for communities around, and we just run that on YouTube, just feed that, you know what I mean? $100 day classes, you know what I'm saying? We run that $100 package, they get an 8-hour, a 4-hour training, along with tactics, other ways of getting around if you don't have a vehicle. The apps that'll pay you right then, as soon as you use, you can make $100 today if you come in. You can make that right back tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Like the advertisements, slang of, this ain't real estate. This ain't, you know what I'm saying? This ain't no stocks or nothing like this. This is real time changing and, you know, keeping up with change. And if you tired of them four walls, get my class. I serve these areas. You know what I'm saying? And just using, like, I be hitting, but I take, I might record screenshot with inside of their platform. I'm talking, yeah, hell yeah. Screenshot, I got a couple of them, what you call it? Sparks. But when I did them, I screenshot them. You know, the process. Like, wait until I, you know what I'm saying? What would it tell you? Go to the front porch, drop it off, shit like that. But next, I need to get some recordings. But it'll be things that you can use as advertising. Look, he's been making this amount. You can see it right here. This right here is what's going on. I'm going to show you how to do the same. You know what I mean? Just using that shit. $100 cap, man, you have 100 people. 100 people before 30 days, that's the market. But you know, Bonds, know, he know the marketing. He knows. And then, you know, I know he know it because the amount of time he put into it. You know, it took a lot of time to learn stocks, crypto, and all that stuff. Just the fundamentals, like how it works. It took a minute, you know what I'm saying? Because one angle of thought only keeps you right there. But you have to just keep watching it. You know what I'm saying? Keep watching it. Then you're trying to build. You're building. You're like, damn, but this ain't happen. We thought this right here was going to happen. Then you find the right person to listen to. And they breaking it down to format. What do you think about me? All them numbers I've been calling out been right, ain't they?
Yeah. What you got, you 100 like going on?
Listen to this, though. Ethereum's supposed to get down about $100.
$100?
Yes, sir. 90% drop. Hard.
So need everything to drop.
Yes, sir. But you know, that's that next 5 years of rising, you know, capital. Yeah. The market goes up every 3 to 5 years and goes down every three, you know what I'm saying? Go back down and rise again. So when you can jump in on that dip anywhere, yeah, and just sit there, let it sit. Yeah, that joke go run just like Dogecoin. It took a while, remember? We caught a little bit of that shit. But, you know, that was at the end. Had we got on that shit in the summer, we had 250,000 a piece.
Right here, right now.
Yeah.
We'll be sitting right here.
But it took a lot to learn that shit. I mean, a lot of time.
Bro, the internet is set
so,
up.
So, I know you know that, you know what I'm saying, the marketing. Because you put that time. Shit.
Everybody that becomes successful. They still blind as hell to the
world,
too.
That's right.
But they don't sell you that. Like, you remember, like, all the shit that they went through to get to where, you know, they don't sell that.
Right. That's right.
And the majority of the population never pay attention to that.
Right.
Because, you know, that's not the entertainment side of what, you know.
You can't get rid of them all.
So, it is what it is, man. Because all the motherfuckers were broke as hell, too. They were going through hell trying to make something happen, too.
Them pop just like that.
Yep. How about this? The life coaches. The big life coaching folks. They make $1 million a damn year. They got a squad. Mm-hmm. It ain't just them. Feel me?
You make $1 million, you got a team.
Oh, yeah. It's easy. That's for anybody. Yeah. If you got a team, bruh, and it's hard as hell to even come up with five people that'll help you even
do that. If you got $1 million, man, don't get twisted.
No, that's different then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I see.
Yeah.
Now, I'm talking about brilliant people come from ideas mm-hmm. that was free to write on a sheet of paper.
Preach.
And I'm telling you, it's five motherfuckers won't sit down and help you.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers are gods. They're themselves.
They're what?
They are gods themselves.
Right.
So it's just bullshit of life that distract us away from how talented we are as individuals. So, you know, YouTube don't even allow you to even be as talented as you are. They want you to just do one thing. What?
Yes, really.
The algorithm shit didn't occur for a few years ago.
Right.
You used to can be you on YouTube. You can't be you on until you pop.
That's right.
You pop, you got that audience, and they coming to see.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, dog. Now, you got to come up with that niche.
Nah, that's real. That's all it is. I'm listening.
Sad. You can't be yourself no more.
Yeah.
Fuck all that bullshit. That's dead.
That's real.
The real you shit is dead.
That's right.
And yes, the internet system has done that.
That's right.
Yeah, what the fuck y'all think y'all live? And they showed your ass.
They showed
you. Don't run shit.
Yep. Yeah. It's my platform.
And
I abide by my rules.
Leo.
Huh?
Leo.
Yeah.
Leo, what's that? Leo Power. He got called on YouTube or something.
Shit crazy, man.
Bird.
But you pop, though. You can do your kind of your business, though. If you, once you pop.
That's right.
Once you get it to pop, shit. Talk about any damn thing you want to. Because you built your own little audience.
You built your own audience. You bring them down and
what's that? Oh, no, I'm selling those. I already got them posted.
Oh, you took pictures from the...
Yeah, I cropped them. I got a Photoshop where I can put a background behind them. But the way that one was, I had to crop that. Oh, yeah, that was up there. When you told me you was en route, I went on and put them up there. Yeah, I go ahead and put them up there. I can take them to the stores in Yonville if I want them to. I'll probably get some more shots there, just in case my ass for some more pictures. Oh yeah, they don't last long. They don't last long, man. It's just being able to slowly break down your price. You know, I always start with a markdown price if I put it on offer up. So I put something high and then I mark it down. You know what I mean? Because it's only gonna show from the highest one you put up. And then on the rest of the platforms, I just put it up there. And then I put as is on there. I ain't trying to hit nothing. You know what I'm saying? But if I take it, the delivery, I hook it up.
Oh, you do?
Hell yeah. I don't did it twice.
That pedal? No, I might deliver now. Ain't no.
No, I mean, it took it in the house and plugged it up for them. Oh, yeah. But they got to have it in the house. If I deliver it, they pay me gas. Oh, what?
Is that a fox hole?
No, cat. Got a lot of those around here.
There ain't no hot water holes up in the car. I ain't going on it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. But I have before. They paid me.
Yeah.
They paid me. I go, if I plug it up, I'm going to hit it and start it up. Let you hear it. Hey, the guy that got that last wash, he wanted to come here run. So I already got a washer in there. So what I did was I slid my washer into the daggone kitchen. I pointed that washer up in there. I plugged it up and I videoed him. I said, this is the washer. As you can see, the same one on the picture. These are the settings. And then I started it up. You know what I'm saying? I said, when it's about gone, you hear it buzz. And you know what I mean? Like I was just talking in the camera and I sent it to him. He said, I'll be there in the morning. And that morning he pulled up back then. We picked it up, loaded it up. You know, paid man, he went on from about his business. So, you know, I let you know it worked. You know what I mean? What I get it. Now, I don't know the duration of time you got left in it. But it worked good when you got it from me. Because we seen it together.